and you shall serve the Lord your God. And if you serve Him, put Him first in everything you do. He shall bless your bread and your water, and He will take sickness away from the midst of you. Now, if He takes sickness away from the midst of you, how much sickness will there be? If God takes sickness away, how much is there? None. Now, the church, that's where the church should live. You know that? The church of the living God today on this side of the cross, we should have no sickness and disease. If we had this promise in the old covenant on that side of the cross, and it was just based on totally if we had served Him, He'd take it away from us and He'd bless us. And today we got all the sickness and disease we got in the church. And guess what's wrong? We're not doing what He said, are we? That's pretty clear. Do y'all agree with me that we're not obeying and serving the King like we should be obeying and serving the King?
Yeah.
Guess who we're putting first? Me. We really do a good job putting me first. Well, I ain't going to church Sunday because I got to go do this or that. You know, it's just like one day a lady brought her mother to a healing school in Dallas and said, "Sir, it's 12:30. I know you start at 1, but would you come out and pray for my mother? She has cancer." I said, "No." I said, "Tell her to come in. We start in 30 minutes and listen to 4 hours of God's Word, and then I'll pray for her." She said, "But we can't stay. We got to go to Oklahoma to see my other sister." I said, "Your mother's got cancer and she ain't got time to come in and hear God's Word?" "No." I said, "Well, then let her die." I'm not the healer. You all know that? God didn't say put Thurman first. He said Thurman put God first, right?
Amen.
Now then, since He's the healer, and she's obviously sick because she's not put Him first, because if she had been diligently serving Him, how much sickness did He say He'd take away?
Oh.
I mean, this don't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. At least I don't think so. I'm reading out of the King James Bible. Everybody reading out of the King James Bible with me? Okay. Okay, at verse 26, "There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in your land. The number of your days I will fulfill."
Thank you, Lord.
And do you know He said, under even the old covenant as well as the new covenant, "I will satisfy you with a long life."
Hallelujah.
Now, that depends on whose interpretation of what long life is. The other day I was in Albuquerque and a man said, "My dad died. He was an old man." I was talking to this guy there at the airport. I said, "How old was he?" He said, "Oh, he's old." But he said, "I'm old too, though." And I looked at him and I said, "You're old?" He said, "Yes." I said, "How old was your dad when he died?" "Oh," he said, he lived a good old ripe age." He said, "Dad was 66. That's an old. That doesn't. Yeah. I said, before I left, he said, "I'm so old." He was kind of crippling around and everything. And I said, "By the way, you say you're old. How old are you now?" He said, "Well, I'm 56.
Wow.
He sees himself old at 56. He thought Dad lived an old life at 66. And I thought, wow. So the Lord says, "I will satisfy you with long life." What's long life? 50? It is for some people.
120. He'd already be
dead. Did you know I was over it? In fact, I was at Denton. I was at Denton this last week. And I was getting some glass, and there was a man there talking so negative about himself. And the problem, he said, I said, "How are you today, sir?" He said, "Well, I'm not too good." He said, "If I'd have known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself." I said, "So you did some things you know you shouldn't have done?" He said, "Yes." And I said, "Well, how old are you?" He said, "I ain't telling you." He said, "I'm too old to even tell you." I looked at him and I says, "Son, I can call you son technically because I have the age on you, I know." I said, "I may be in better health than you are, but," I said, "how old are you?" He looked at me and he said, "I'm 39. He sees himself as old. He's abused his body. And when he got his stuff and started to walk out, He was crippling and walked like this. And he's 39. I told him, I said, sir, you haven't served the Lord Jesus in your life, have you? He looked at me and says, no. I said, and you see the consequences of it. I said, it's written in the Word of God. This is what happens to you when you do not put Him first. Now, how would you like to be 39 and already crippling around and can't hardly move your hand? I don't want to be there. I'd rather serve the King, hadn't you, sir?
Yes.
I'd rather be 70 years old and running and playing and jumping up and down and praising and glorifying God. Yeah. Now, that's the way the church ought to be. But see, the Lord says in His Word, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless you. He shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you, and there shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in the land, and the number of thy days I will fulfill. And when He says, and I'll satisfy you with long life, what's long life? Like the lady said back there, at least 120. I mean, if we get to 120, we ain't satisfied, we'll go on a little more, right? Praise the King. But we don't want to be sick. The church has got off on this tangent of, well, we just have to be sick. How many people have I told when I learned how to walk in divine health? I walked in that day and told everybody 25 years ago, praise God, you're looking at a man that received Jesus Christ as his healer last night. I learned the meaning of this wonderful word, sozo. And I said, I don't never have to be sick again because Jesus not only saved me, but He healed me on that cross 2,000 years ago. And everybody looked at me and said, oh, Thurman, give us a break. You know everybody's going to have to be sick. I said, you can be sick if you want to, but I ain't going to be. Now, see, if you think you got to be sick, guess what? The devil's gladly there to oblige you. You know? Yeah, he's there. You know? Oh, yeah. You know, he'd walk up, you wake up one morning, and boy, there's a pain in your side, and they're just hurting like crazy. And he says, what do you think might be wrong down there? You got appendicitis? You say, wow. Turn over to your wife and say, honey, I got a pain in my side. She said, what do you think you might be having? Appendicitis attacked? I wonder where that come from. The devil.
Yeah.
You know, but if you got a real woman of God, she said, oh, that's just a devil messing with you. Repent. You know, and let's kick that devil out of you in the name of Jesus. By His stripes you were healed. Now get out of that bed and let's go do something.
Amen.
Now that's a woman of God, right?
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Amen.
See, now that's where we should be. We should be smart. We should learn what Jesus has done for us. And we should learn. The King said, if I obey Him, how much sickness will be in the midst of us?
No.
Hey, I like that, don't you?
Yes.
Do you say this is your family here? Is this your children and everything? You want any of them to be sick and afflicted, sir?
No, sir.
You want them all to be healthy, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know every one of them little critters? Every one of them. Down that block, they got to obey the Word.
Yeah.
They got to do what God says. He has no favorites. It don't make it difference if you serve them or not. Each one of them going to have to put Him first and serve Him if they want to walk in divine health. And they're going to have to keep themselves clean and pure as they go through life.
Yeah.
No exceptions. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Too many daddies don't tell their children that. But we don't realize the consequences. We got to obey the King.
Yes.
We got to do what God said in His Word. And when we do that, then He blesses us.
Yes.
And He blesses everything. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we're back on. Okay, praise the Lord. You don't have to be in a big hurry. I'll give you time, and you know, all of you, the tables, the shopping around, you know, so that we got cassettes tape over here, individual little packages of cassettes, and then up here on the front, we got a few of these packages left that's got little holders that's got cassettes in them, but all the rest of them are CDs and DVDs, and of course, how many of you have seen a table with that much teaching God's Word that you could get for free in a while? Isn't that wonderful that you can get all that for free? And we don't even put a limit on it. So, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is so good, He pays all of our bills. You know, we're on an average, we get rid of somewhere between 10 and 15,000 of those a week. So they're going out all over the world. That is awesome. You know, if you'd have told me a few years ago I was going to be paying the bill for that, I'd have staggered. I said, what? I couldn't even, when I was an engineer working for a living, I didn't even make enough money to buy the blank CDs. You know? much less to duplicate them by the equipment. You walk around just on the other side of this wall right here, and if you could, of course, I don't want you in there, but if you did go in the ministry center, we got a hallway in there on the other side of that where we got duplicators and printers, and we got 3 automatic robot printers in there that cost almost $30,000. That's just them 3 printers. That's what prints this stuff. You know, so, boy, it's not cheap. Somebody's got to, you know, do something, and it's God, you know. So when you need something, so you need somebody says $30,000 for printers, you know, I think, God, are you sure you can afford $30,000 for printers? And I'll tell you, just like he told Moses, when Moses said, Lord, these people want meat to eat. He said, I know, I'm hearing their grumbling and complaining. I don't like it. But he said, I'll have them meat to eat tomorrow. And Moses looked at God, and Moses said, God, if you killed every fish in the sea, you couldn't feed this multitude fish meat tomorrow. And God looked back at Moses and he said, Moses, is my arm getting short? What do you think this is? Who do you think you're dealing with?
Amen.
I'm the King of the universe. And the moral of that story is, the next morning there was quail flew in slow and easy about 3 feet off the ground. They just reached up and got them out of the air. Now then, stop and think how many quail that had to be. Because you know how many people were there? Do you have any idea how many people is in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex? About 3 to 4 million. I'm talking about every man, woman, and child. That's what Moses was dealing with. 3 to 4 million people. How would you like to be given the chore?
No.
That tomorrow, and you got all these airplanes, trucks, buses, everything else, freighters that can bring stuff into the airport. Tomorrow, nobody in Dallas-Fort Worth has a thing to eat, and it's your job to make sure you get everybody a steak by tomorrow. Now, I believe that's a little bigger chore than I can handle, don't you?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.